Lynn, good morning to you. The wheat has started to move a little bit quicker than what I had thought. Just a little bit of a crop tour yesterday. We were open at four of our locations most of the day yesterday and just driving around. And you're right, a lot of wheat has already been cut. Certainly a lot more wheat needs to be cut, but it's coming along pretty well so far.
What are you hearing from farmers out there? Are they pretty pleased with this year's crop, Ben?
Well, I guess earlier in the week you and I were talking off the air that I was a little disappointed. I had some customers over in the Trenton-Guthrie area that were delivering to the planter's elevator, and they were calling in and concerned about their yields. The quality was fantastic. We're talking 62-plus pounds on the wheat, moisture, field dry. I'm assuming it was an earlier variety, possibly a Branson variety. But nonetheless, you know, they were high 40s, mid-50s on the yield, and I was a little taken back. I think that's really evened out with some of the later work that's been done over the past two or three days, because now we're getting into some 70, 75, maybe some 80 bushel wheat crop. So it's quality's there. Even after the spotty showers, the quality is still there yet again yesterday, and it looks good. Looks really good.
You know, the USDA, Dave Knopf, I talk with Dave from time to time with the National Ag Statistics Service, and they're actually predicting a yield this year based on what they've heard from farmers in the low 80s. So we'll see how the crop continues to go as we get more into it, you know.
Certainly think it's probably going to be indicative of a smaller crop this year. Again, I'm not in the fields, but just the conversations that we have with our managers and the managers are having with customers within the draw area, it looks like it's a smaller crop, not necessarily a bad crop, just a little bit smaller. But again, we're just 3 or 4 days into it, and I think that there's a lot to be said in the next 2.5-3 weeks once it's all said and done.
You guys get several loads over the weekend, Ben?
We did. We did. All of the locations had something posted, of course, on Friday. Had several facilities open all day Saturday, and then again yesterday. Not the big days that we're used to just yet, because not everybody has gotten in the field, but I think busy enough to make sure that we're here and open for the farmers.
What do you guys do to get ready for a wheat crop like this? For folks who may be listening, say, well, you know what, you don't realize how much wheat comes in, but you guys have to do a little moving and preparation to get ready for the wheat crop to come in.
A lot of moving and shaking. We're still handling last year's corn crop, in some cases last year's bean crop, so we're trying to get it moved, get it consolidated, empty out the bins, get the bins treated. And I was texting Mark Geary over the weekend about all of the things that happened behind the scenes. He does some electrical work for us, and, you know, all of these other companies behind us spend a lot of time getting things put back together and get it fixed and get it ready and prepared, and we're getting bins ready and making a lot of arrangements to make sure that we can handle the wheat quickly. And then after it's all said and done, we're ready to go again, and we fill them right back up and try to empty them down again. But there's a lot of work, bin prep, treatments, legs, drags, you name it, we're trying to get things ready.
Of course, you know, we know there's some different markets out there for wheat these days. Where's the best market, or where do you guys market our wheat here locally for Hopkins Elevator, Ben?
Well, I've got to give the biggest set of kudos to Seymour Milling. It's a local business, and certainly they're contributing a lot to the economy and to our farmers here in Christian County. They're one of our customers as well. For the elevator, not only do we do business with Seymour, but we're also doing business on the river, and we're doing a lot of export business with companies like CHS, Cargill, ADM, where we're loading barges and sending them to the Gulf. And when the price is right, corn and wheat have to be pretty matched in order for it to be put in the feed. But, of course, there's a pretty big spread on it right now. But sometimes you can put wheat on rail, not all the time, but sometimes we do.
We'll get your market prices a little bit later on, Ben. But do you see the markets holding pretty good for wheat this season?
Oh, this is way out of my pay grade now.
Yeah, right.
you and I joke about it off the air. You know, it seems like we should have higher prices. It seems like all things point to higher prices because of shorter crops in Russia and Ukraine on wheat, and questionable corn crops and bean crops in South America. But then you've got trade talks that are well out of my pay grade, but certainly come all the way back to home, affect farmers here in Hopkinsville and beyond, because, I mean, there's, you know, you've got fundamental things that say, hey, this should be higher, but you've also got worldly things that are kind of putting that on the side burner, if you will.
Yeah, I don't mean to put you on the spot, but I thought I'd get your perspective on it. It's always good.
I don't know how to say that nicely. I think the president and his people are doing all that they can to make sure that the U.S. farmers are marketable across the globe, but not at the cost of goodness, I don't know how to say it.
I think the Secretary,
detriment, I guess.
Right, yeah. I think the Secretary of Agriculture said that well as well. You know, he said we're trying to negotiate the best deal we can for our American farmers and keep an eye on things, make sure it doesn't hurt them too much in the negotiation process, too.